You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we have a report that the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation sterilized nearly 150 female inmates without their approval or state approval. All right, we got to talk about that report and what's going on there. We're also going to talk about how a liter of water now is found to be the cheapest way to lose weight. Drinking a liter of water. Why? Why does that work? We've talked about water and diets a lot. What is the science behind this? Then we have a report saying nearly a quarter of young assault victims, all right, or people who, I guess, get into assault-related injuries, possess a gun. One out of four of these young adults or teenagers possess a gun. All right, does having a gun make you more prone to violence? All right. As well as I want to talk about this story on vitamins and how another study has come out saying vitamins can put you at increased risk of early death. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Been ever too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. The cruise was phenomenal. We took a bunch of families up to Alaska. Well, they came willingly, and it was gorgeous. We got to escape the heat. Beautiful, cool, crisp weather. Hardly cold at all. I mean, maybe it's because, you know, came from Vegas. It was so hot that you just psychologically aren't bothered by the cold. There was rain in Juneau, and we did some salmon fishing. It was phenomenal. It was exquisite. We got to sit at the captain's table, got to see the bridge of the boat, watch whales from the bridge of the boat. It was phenomenal. They really treated us like royalty. It was phenomenal. I don't know if any of them know who the Dr. Dahlia Show is, but they treated us really, really good. So we are already planning next year's cruise. If that's something that you would be interested in and you want to put yourself on a waiting list or mailing list, please do so at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. It was very, very difficult, though, for me to be out of town for a week without internet. We were able to get CNN and Fox on the TV. The satellite did really well compared to a few years ago. So I was able to catch a lot of the George Zimmerman trial, catch what was going on in Egypt. A lot of news stories had broken, and I really wanted to get behind a mic. You know, with the George Zimmerman trial, it's very interesting. What I caught, and correct me if I'm wrong, because, again, this was little bits as I was on the trip, but I guess there was a lot of debate over George Zimmerman's injuries and how the injuries that he had sustained during the fight with Trayvon Martin were not significant enough. And, you know, some of you had emailed me going, what do I think about what's going on? And, of course, it was difficult because I was only getting email whenever we hit port every couple days. And when you see the pictures of George Zimmerman's nose and when you saw the pictures of his skull and, you know, the blood that had dripped, okay, it looked like what could have probably happened in a bar fight. Okay, I mean, that nose was really swollen. It also looks broken to me. It looks like it had shifted, which is why the PA they had cross-examined and had and the PA who had testified said she did refer him to an ENT. I thought the PA did a great job, the physician assistant, phenomenal job up on the witness stand in terms of holding her own and answering the medical questions correctly. I've been a legal witness, so I there is an art to it, and I thought she did a phenomenal job. She was straight shooter, didn't put any conjecture in there. She just stuck to the facts, which I think is exactly what you need to do in that particular situation. All right, but they were commenting on, and they were going back and forth with the medical examiner on the prosecution side, that the scrapes on George Zimmerman's head did not denote that there was any significant head injury. Now, why I was just shocked that that would even have been brought up, not that this is supposed to be in defense of George Zimmerman or in defense of the prosecution, but I have seen so much head trauma, direct blows to the head, where there is not one scratch on the head. Okay, I mean, we've talked about head trauma, we've talked about subarachnoid hemorrhages, subdural hematomas, we've discussed this. And a blow to the head does not necessarily result in also lacerations that share the same significance. So, yeah, you see some scuffling on the back of his head, you see some blood dripping, and again, pictures don't really tell you what, you know, I mean, you would have to feel that. I couldn't really see the swelling. All right, I mean, you would have to be up close and looking and examining, but I'm looking at this case, not politically and not whether you're for the prosecution or for the defense, but medically, I don't want wrong information given out. And so when the prosecutor's medical examiner had said those scratches basically don't denote any significant head trauma, the scratches may not be significant, but that doesn't mean somebody didn't sustain a subdural hematoma. According to George Zimmerman's initial account of the injury he sustained, his head was banged against the concrete. Now, when your head gets banged against the concrete, you could actually suffer not only a subdural hematoma, but you could actually have skin that's unscathed with that. How many of us have hit our heads? Maybe we get a bump, maybe we don't, but we sure as heck get a headache. And so, obviously he didn't have a subdural hematoma because he didn't go to the hospital afterwards. He didn't have any, signs or symptoms, as the PA testified, that, showed he was neurologically, vulnerable at the time. But, I just was kind of shocked that the other medical examiner would say, no, that means no significant head injury occurred. Okay, we need to be extremely careful when we have a case like this publicized. And I look at this as you know, whether people are interested in the George Zimmerman case and the Trayvon Martin murder and the tragedy that happened or not, there are things that get said during this case that people remember. And I don't want a parent or a grandparent, okay, thinking what was that testimony could actually be true in terms of if there's no cuts on the skull or the scalp, that no brain injury occurred. If your kid fell off his bike, if your kid wasn't wearing a helmet and hit his head or fell out of a tree, I don't care if there's no scrapes. Significant head trauma could have happened, and get him checked out. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. I really, really do appreciate it. All right, so taking high doses of vitamins could reduce your life expectancy by up to a quarter. This is the upteenth study that has come out saying that vitamins could reduce our lifespan or could cause early death. Why? What is going on? Now, in this particular study, they looked at people with vitamin C and vitamin E intakes. All right? And so this study found that people who were given a lot of vitamin C and vitamin E had a reduced lifespan of up to a quarter. Okay? Now, vitamin C we need to get from fruits and vegetables. Okay? From what I understand, we need about 40 milligrams a day of vitamin C. It keeps our cells healthy, it helps promote healing, and it's involved in a variety of different networks that our body engages in. This is being reported by Mail Online. Vitamin E, you only need about 4 milligrams a day. Women, maybe 3 milligrams. Vitamin E helps the structures of cells. You get vitamin E in nuts and seeds and cereals, etc. So we usually get our vitamin E and C from food. However, when we think we're about to get a cold, we will up our vitamin C because it helps with our immune function. And some of us will take a lot of vitamin C. I remember my mom telling me to cut back on the vitamin C. One is they were very sweet and I was popping them like candy. But two is she said I'd get a kidney stone. OK, okay, because of the substrate in there. And she was right, you know, so I avoid usually taking vitamin C. Usually I'll drink some orange juice, et cetera, when I want to up my vitamin C. All right, but they say that high doses of these antioxidants, okay, could actually, well, let me see what, I don't know exactly what the mechanism is. I apologize. I thought this would be in here. They're just finding this coincidentally that people on these supplements, when they take a look, like, for example, they looked at in this particular study. I apologize. I'm having Wi-Fi problems, so I can't pull it up. I apologize. I read it. I just don't have it to pull up, and I can't give the name of the doctor. I think the name was, I think it was like a Speakman, Dr. Speakman. I remember that. I apologize. But basically, when they looked at lifespans and they looked at what, they saw a general decrease in the longevity, basically. So it's not that they watch people take it and say, okay, who's going to die? Now, we're only talking about vitamin E and vitamin C. Okay. Many of us take multivitamins, right? We've been taking multivitamins for years and we've been doing fine. So I don't want anybody panicking about multivitamins. I don't. All right. But are we overdoing it with what we're putting in our body in pill form? I think we are. All right. When I see somebody try to avoid cholesterol medication by taking 7 over-the-counter supplements, I get a little nervous. I smell everyone's vitamins. When they bring their vitamins into me, somebody brought me in something on Saturday. I was seeing patients on Saturday that she was taking to lose weight. So I decide to open it up and smell it, all right? If there's a certain fragrance to it, all right, if there's a certain seasoning or something, flavoring, all right, it just kind of reminds me and it helps me show to the patients that this is something that was still synthetically or artificially made, okay? If you want true vitamin C, you get the true vitamin C from the orange. You get the vitamin C from the apple. Okay, you get the vitamin C from the citrus fruits. Okay, now, yes, I understand many of you don't have access to those types of foods, especially all year long, and you may want to take some supplements, that's fine. Okay, most of my patients that do take supplements, I've never seen anybody die because of that. You know, I mean, the patients that I worry about having a shortened life, or you're a diabetics, you're high cholesterol patients, you're smokers. Okay, but the patients I am extremely worried about that take supplements are the ones who are using supplements instead of medicine if they have a condition. Now, if you're healthy and you want to take supplements, all right, as long as you're not taking something that hasn't been studied or isn't, you know, you aren't like trying to overdose on vitamin B or something, I don't really have a problem with it. I let my patients take their vitamins. If they like it, they feel good. There's a placebo to it. Fine. But usually those patients that are health conscious don't really need the supplements because they're already eating the fruits and vegetables. One argument why we need vitamins is because our lands are already so leached of vitamins that when your vegetables are grown, they have less vitamins and are less packed with vitamins than they used to be. Okay, well, then we have to eat more vegetables. We're now up to 5 to 9 fruits and vegetables. 30, 40 years ago, it was only 4 fruits and vegetables. Now we're up to 5 to 9. Fruits and vegetables. So we just have to eat more of it. All right. That still doesn't mean we have to turn to the supplements. Now, the supplement industry is huge. I understand that. And there are some people that love the way they feel on the supplements. They're happy with the supplements. That's just something that, again, these studies are hinting at as be careful. All right. Because we don't know if these supplements or vitamins could be doing harm. But it's really difficult to study that. Okay. Because bad things happen to us anyway. Can they prove that vitamins cause cancer? They've been able to prove? Now, years ago, there were 2 different studies showing how vitamin B shots can cause prostate cancer or has been linked to prostate cancer. Now, I can't find those studies. They were years old. But I remember the study happening because one of the doctors I work with said they're stopping giving B12 shots. Because if these B12 shots could put somebody at risk for prostate cancer, they don't want anything to do with that. Now, I'm a little softer. If somebody is vitamin B deficient, they need their vitamin Bs, whether it's thiamine, whether it's riboflavin, whether it's B12. Okay, I want them getting their B vitamins if they're deficient. If they're not deficient and they're using B12 shots to lose weight. I tell them to get them elsewhere. All right, I don't want to be, you know, injecting people with B12 if they don't need it. Now, you get B12 from foods as well. All right, but when we're talking about the beautiful injection, and I've talked to you guys about B12, it is one of the prettiest injections out there. It has to be in a bottle that protects it from sunlight so it doesn't react. But when you actually extract the liquid to inject and you aspirate it, it is one of the most beautiful fluorescent reds I've ever seen. B12 shots are gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. Okay? But, all right, when you eat a piece of meat that has B12 in it, does it glow red? No. All right? So what is this red glow? What is in the substrate of the shot? Now, besides those two separate studies, I haven't seen anything else linking B12 shots to prostate cancer. Maybe it's because the studies were refuted or debunked. But it's just, we're continually getting little flirtations with the idea that supplementing something in your body that may not be necessary could be harmful. And I think to most of us that makes sense. If you don't need the extra B12 because your B12 levels on blood work look good, do you really need to take the extra shot? Now, some people are taking supplements not because they're deficient, but because they think it'll give them a boost, an immunity boost. It'll enhance something. Or they think they're deficient in something that hasn't been identified. They got a point. I can't test for everything. If you come in and say, Dahlia, make sure I'm not deficient in anything, I can't do that. Okay, yeah, there's thousands of blood tests out there, but we don't have blood tests for everything. Which is why when somebody tells me they love the way they feel on their multivitamin, fine by me, take it. That's fine. But just realize, when you're taking supplements, capsules, pills, okay, it's a pill that has a substrate in it. It's not 100% pure vitamin C. Okay, you can't extract these vitamins in this purest form. It has to be in something that you're able to digest. It has to be on something you're able to hold, package, etc. Has a flavor to it. So, like I said, the population I'm worried about, it's not the people that take the vitamins or some occasional vitamin C or vitamin E. I don't have a problem with that. Where I worry are the people that have cholesterols up in the 300 and they refuse to take one cholesterol medication because they want to take 7 supplements. And they show me their vitamin E. They show me their vitamin C. Excuse me. They show me their B complex. They show me their fish oil. They show me their red yeast rice, and they show me all these things that they're taking to do it naturally. And I'm here to tell you that's still not natural. If you're going to be natural, right, then you eat the fish for your fish oil. You drink the orange juice, or you eat the orange, I should say, is more natural. If you're going to be a naturalist, then do that. But don't be showing me all these bottles saying you're trying to avoid pharmaceuticals, because nutritional supplements are still pseudicals in one form of another. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, we're going to talk about how Pepsi is going to drop a chemical that has been disputed as being carcinogenic. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Everybody, listen up. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of us need an act of Congress just to take a poop? Well, filibuster no more. We have Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty helps us eliminate by allowing our colon to reach proper alignment naturally. It reduces straining and therefore hemorrhoids, and we don't want those now, do we? No installation is necessary, and the Squatty Potty easily aligns with your existing toilet. You'll enjoy faster, cleaner bathroom visits, all by using Squatty Potty to recreate what humans have done for years before modern man invented uncomfortable toilets. I've used Squatty Potty myself and love it, and they come in multiple shapes and sizes. To learn more about Squatty Potty, go to their website today at SquattyPottyStore.com. That's SquattyPottyStore.com. I promise you'll love it. Remember, healthy colon, means happy life.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Pepsi. Apparently a report released last year had said that there was a chemical used in Pepsi that was actually found to cause lung cancer. I believe it was found to cause lung cancer in mice. Both male and female mice. And the chemical is called 4-methylimidazole, right? Or 4-MEI. Now, this was ruled as a carcinogen last year by the state of California, according to the Center for Environmental Health. And so Pepsi, from what I understand, sold inside California, had been reformulated to comply with state rules banning the substance. Yet Pepsi sold outside of California, I guess, have higher amounts of 4-MEI, which I guess the reason why that's in the soda to begin with is it helps give the Pepsi Cola drink its caramel look. The group, apparently the Center for Environmental Health looked at Coca-Cola products, and they found little to no MEI in Coca-Cola products. Now, Coca-Cola had switched to a modified caramel coloring, and apparently that has been found to be safe. So in a response published in the Center of Environmental Health Reports, PepsiCo said over the holiday weekend that its coloring suppliers have been working on modifying the manufacturing process to reduce the amount of 4-MEI, adding that drinks sold in the rest of the United States will have reduced levels of the chemical by February 2014. In a statement issued Friday afternoon, Pepsi said, "We strongly refute any claim that any product we sell anywhere is unsafe. The safety of our products is PepsiCo's top priority, and we abide by the regulatory guidelines." Okay, so 4-MEI, where else is it if it's not? Well, it's also in beer. You'll also see this, according to Business Week, in bread, coffee, soy sauces. Now, this is according to the California Office of Environmental Health Hazard Assessment. Now, under a state law called Proposition 65, California requires managers or manufacturers to label toxic substances. And when they added 4-MEI last year, the companies of California that manufacture Pepsi said, fine, we're not going to, the coal is sold in California. For like, fine, if it's going to be sold in California, we won't have the 4-MEI, so we don't have to put it on our product. According to a 2007 study by the federal government's National Toxicology Program, it showed that long-term exposure to this 4-MEI resulted in the increases in lung cancer in male and female mice. Lung cancer is still the number one cancer. Okay? And even in non-smokers, it makes you wonder. Okay? Lung cancer. If you're a non-smoker, it doesn't mean lung cancer is going to be your first cancer. But what they're saying is lung cancer is still the number one cancer in the United States. The most common form of cancer is lung cancer. You think it would be skin or breast, it's still lung. Then comes breast and prostate and skin and colon, etc. But lung cancer is still number one. Even though the majority of people that get lung cancer are smokers, we do have people that get non-smoking lung cancer, non-squamous cell, etc. And so, you wonder, I mean, could it be products? Here's my thing with this, okay? This is one chemical isolated in Pepsi. All right? Look at all the crap we put in our body. All the food colorings, all the fluorescent type. Like for example, these orange sodas. These orange sodas, when you look at the grocery store, okay, they don't put all the orange sodas together. All right? And they don't put all the lighter, like the Frescas, Mountain Dews, 7-Ups together. All right? It's sold by products. So your Coca-Cola products and your Sprite versus your Pepsi and et cetera. So the products are sold separately. But if you put all those orange sodas together, one would be brighter than another. Okay? What is making it bright? And is that looked upon as safe? Now, just because something causes a problem in a lab mouse doesn't necessarily mean it's going to cause a problem in a human. But then the opposite would be true as well. Just because something's safe in a laboratory mouse, does that mean it's safe for a human? My suggestion to all of you is to do everything in moderation for the love of the Lord. Diet soda should not be your daily drink staple. If you do decide to drink some orange soda, it should be a treat. It shouldn't be something that you always continually drink. All right? I'm very concerned about any soda being on the dinner table. Okay? Sometimes we have a little bit of it at the house because we just want the taste. Or if I get nauseous, I love having some Coca-Cola there. If a kid throws up, love to have some Coca-Cola. But for the most part, we do water, milk, and juice. Okay, there's not really a lot of reason for my kids to be drinking sugary drinks. But you wonder, with all the crap that happens to us, cancer-wise, heart-wise, obesity-wise, all right, I think there's a lot more than 4-MEI to a lot of the foods and things we consume. And this is just, to me, a drop in the bucket. It's just what hasn't been discovered doesn't mean it's safe. It just it hasn't been identified, it hasn't been discovered, it hasn't been studied. But if there is something that's studied, and if you don't have to have it in your product, great. But I always get nervous that something that is now being switched to something else, how do we know that something else is safer? Okay? I mean, I always liken this to, you know, you're at Walmart and you decide to get into one long line, and then you notice the other line is going quicker, so you immediately jump to that other line, and then somebody has a coupon issue or a price issue, and now you're stuck in the first line, you would have already been done, right? I always jump ship incorrectly. I always pick the wrong line at the grocery store. I've always done that. It's just my curse. But, same thing with these and the chemicals. Okay, switching to another product, thinking that's going to be safer if that product hasn't been... Now, for the manufacturer and for the companies, that's the path of least resistance. Fine, we won't use the 4-MEI. We'll use something else. I mean, Coca-Cola is a great-tasting product. So if they aren't allowed to do what Coca-Cola does because they can't use the same recipe, they have to use something different, all right, but they pick a different type of caramel flavoring or coloring or whatever the heck they're doing, all right, well, how do we know that's been studied? How do we know there's no 5-MEI in that? So it's just one of those things where, you know, when I hear this happen, I don't feel any safer, all right, when somebody changes the formulary, because I don't know if the formulation is something else that could be an issue later. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, speaking of chocolate and, speaking of sodas, we could also include chocolate. They think that scientists can use a technique with MRI and glucose, sugar in chocolate, sugar in soda drinks, to help identify malignant tumors. They've been able to adjust an MRI scanner to look for glucose uptake, according to researchers at the University College in London. And they found that tumors growed brightly during imaging after something sweet had been consumed, which means we may have cancer tests where they have you eat some chocolate right before you go into the MRI. Now, the science behind this is nothing new. We've talked about this, how sugar is an attracted to cancer cells. And when we do PET scan imaging, the glucose uptake by the cancer is something that causes a light up for us to see where the cancer is. So them using an MRI, it's really nothing new, them being able to do that. But what's so important about a study like this is whenever I have a person who was diabetic and all of a sudden they're not diabetic anymore, and it's not that they really lost the weight or changed their diet, it's just miraculously they're not diabetic, I always think cancer. All right? Because when one of my patients gets diagnosed with cancer, a lot of times their diabetes goes away because of the high metabolism of the sugar. Just something to think about. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. The special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is USAPrepares.com. Get Prepared Expo, number 6, Lebanon, Missouri. The largest in the USA. July 19, 20, and 21. Expect more on-point seminars, more on-point exhibits, more nationally known experts, more doctors, more radio personalities, and more survivalists than any other expo. 3 days of exhibits and seminars. Online, $18 or $10 a day at the door. Children under 12, free. Two freeze-dried guy survival banquet dinners with your instructors, $8. Meet and dine with your USAPreparedness.com instructors. Attend 50 one-hour seminars. We guarantee that this will be one of your life's 10 most memorable events or your money back. July 19, 20, and 21. Lebanon, Missouri, USAPreparedness.com. That's USAPreparedness.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When I was out of town, there were a lot of questions I got on email because apparently I didn't have the answer line available. The line went straight to the GCN studio, and because it wasn't there, unfortunately, I couldn't get to a lot of your questions, a lot of your comments. But we had talked about a whole bunch of subjects. All right, running the gamut of healthcare versus, I can't even think of all the shows that we played last week when I was gone. I hate running replays, but unfortunately, I couldn't do many live shows on the boat because we didn't have access. We had been talking about the economy. We had been talking about tipping, and one of you had made a comment on that just recently. I want to play what you had to say, because you brought up some good points. Let's go to the phone lines for that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yes, I was sitting here listening to your show. You're talking about tipping. You know, personally, I've always had a problem with the whole tipping thing, because when you really think about it, you go into a you go into someone's establishment and you buy their food. Okay? You go in there, you patronize their business, mm-hmm. and they have employees that they want to pay sub-minimum wage. I don't know what it is these days. I know when I was a kid, it was $2.05 an hour. That was, I don't know, 30 years ago. If I'm going in there to do business and spend my money at someone's establishment, why should I be responsible to pay their employees' wages?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, I wish I was talking to you guys live about this. This was a subject that probably brought on some of the most feedback in terms of, you know, I mean, we're still in this great recession, they're calling it. So they're not calling it a recession. They're not calling it a depression. It's called the Great Recession. And economy topics keep coming up because this is just what we're dealing with. I mean, it just doesn't appear to be getting better. And I live in a city that is very dependent on tips. And my patients, as well as my listeners, are telling me that things are tough, not so much because, you know, they don't have a job. They have a job, but they're not getting the tips. Yet they're working for below minimum wage. And I guess in some employment you can if it's tip related or commission related. And it's scary stuff. Now, as a consumer, you know, I kind of agree with you. All right. You know, you're paying for a service. Like I was telling you, I had a kid's birthday party. We were paying for a service. We were paying the employer. But then you also had to tip the people that were working there. And to me, that didn't make sense because I thought, you know, the reason why you're paying that large amount, I remember, gosh, 8-9 years ago, it would be like $500 to put on a kid's birthday party, $500. But then you had to tip. Well, if I'm used to tipping 20%, that's an extra $100. That's a lot of money for a tip. However, because I waited tables, I bartended, served drinks, etc., I understand what these employees are going through. It's not the employee's fault. Okay, the boss doesn't pay them a big wage because they're supposed to be making money on their tips. So even though we may think that the system is a little messed up, us refusing to tip, you know, on principle, it only hurts the employees. It doesn't hurt the boss because they still got the money for the food, etc. So, you know, many of you had sent me notes about how we really need to do away with the tipping system. I guess is it Japan? Or apparently there's one, what was it? There was a Japanese restaurant in New York that had said, don't worry about tipping. We pay our staff so much. You know, we pay our staff so well so that you don't have to feel the pressure of tipping. And it was being reported by the reporter that in that particular country, I believe it was Japan, they usually pay so well that you don't have to tip, for example. Yet in America, we live on the tips. Okay, employers give crappy wages, okay, in hopes that it's worked out for a while now. All right, my tips were so much better than the wage. I loved having a tip job. So, I mean, don't feel sorry for employees either. Okay, when the money's good and we're not in a recession, tips are phenomenal. And I noticed right away when I became a doctor how much I missed waiting tables and getting tip money. Because you've actually had more control over the money you were bringing home. I was able to pay off my truck in cash with the tips. Yes, you still report the tips to the IRS, etc. But I had all this cash from all these tips. And I just went to the bank and threw it all at my truck. And I was able to pay off my truck. I have not felt that sort of financial relief or reprieve since I've been in medicine. Okay, I have to hope and pray the insurance company pays me, etc. I could do great customer service. I can make my patients giggle, etc. You don't make any more money. And you have to hope and pray that the insurance pays you. Okay, it's not that the patients are paying you, it's the insurance company's paying you. And honestly, these tip jobs, or something that I know there's another more formal way of describing it. I think there's a more appropriate name for that. But a job where you rely on tips, many people prefer that. Okay, when I was going to college at UNLV, I was working at Jack in the Box, and I made $4 an hour. Yet my friends who were old enough to valet were clearing $80,000 a year. Why? The tips. But that was in the late 90s. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I've got Nick on the line. Hey, Nick, how you doing?
I'm okay. Now, Dr. Dalia, do you agree with the minimum wage? Would you raise it or would you lower it?
I would raise the minimum wage, but I would mandate that employers wouldn't. Well, this is if people working for tips want the change. See, most people working for tips will take the below minimum wage because they could make money on their tips. Where this is an issue now is in the recession, people aren't tipping like they used to. And a study came out showing that in the South, they tip less than in, let's say, New York City. So it all depends on what the workers want. But if we do away with tips, then I would say a food server should get a heck of a lot more than they're getting. The only thing is what food servers want it if they make more money on the tips. You see?
Yes, but would you then raise a minimum wage only on certain jobs, where like waitresses and other people who depend on the tips, or would you raise a minimum wage on all of them?
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to raise minimum wage, it would have to be on everybody. Asking though, and the reason why is minimum wage for a person in food service to only make $7.25 an hour or wherever, what state you live, isn't enough to get somebody to do that type of work. Waiting tables and doing service industry jobs are really difficult. However, you can't raise minimum wage to $20 an hour. You won't be able to do this. This country won't be able to survive. So restaurants would have to, in order to attract the employee, pay them probably close to $20 an hour or et cetera. The problem is, Nick, in some of these fancy schmancy restaurants, these guys are bringing home $500-$600 in tips a night. A $20 an hour rate won't cut it. That's why this is kind of so volatile. It's like, you know, what do we as consumers want to pay for the tips? But in order to do away with the tipping system, we would have to help employers pay more. And then if that's the case, if an employer is paying more for their particular employee, they're going to up the wages. I don't know how these other countries do it. But all I know now is if I want to get a sandwich for $9, $10. All right. Don't go away, guys. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.